France steps up security as a weekly stirs the pot again. A new partnership becomes key to an HIV/AIDS ministry to kids. And literacy and enthusiasm bring life to the gospel story in Papua New Guinea. We'll tell you what you can do to get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, after a week of rioting over a movie insulting Islam, a French magazine this week published vulgar cartoons of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. France is on lockdown tomorrow. The incident is likely to raise tensions that were already dangerously high. But don't be fooled, says Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett.
The film was just a pretext for the violence. And since the violence has subsided, nothing has gotten better because these believers are in grave danger. They're afraid of being slaughtered because everything is intensifying.
Hostilities against Christians in Egypt have been expressed through church and Bible burnings and threats, but it won't stop the gospel. Christian Aid supports many of those workers. Can I ask you to pray with them?
This is all spiritual warfare. The point is to destroy the work of the Lord and to destroy those who might come into the kingdom, to keep people in darkness.
Next, we have an update on an Uzbek pastor in Kazakhstan. 32-year-old Maksat Jabirbergenov is now in a Kazakhstan jail awaiting to see if he'll be returned to his native country. Now, at the same time, Kazakhstan's Supreme Court considers whether to declare him a refugee from almost certain persecution. Pastor Maksat told a friend that he's been shaken by this arrest. Uzbekistan wants him back to face charges that he practiced religion outside state regulation. Pray that he'll have peace and boldness as he faces this trial. This is Mission Network News. HCJB Global helped fulfill a dream of an Indonesian pastor. Earlier this summer, Thai Stakes and Topher King from their Asia-Pacific region helped equip a recording studio that will allow their ministry partner to record scripture in languages of Indonesia that have high literacy rates. Stakes says many radio stations, businesses, and bus and taxi services can use audio scriptures to reach patrons. Support HCJB's partnership through a link at our website. Meanwhile, Sarah Ryder with Bethany Christian Services says a new partnership is key to getting more kids with HIV/AIDS adopted.
Project Hopeful is a wonderful organization that we are just so excited to be partnering with.
Ryder says many families hesitate to adopt AIDS orphans because they lack awareness of the issue.
In 2012, with all of the advances that have taken place, HIV is considered a chronic disease. It's no longer considered a terminal illness. It's in fact very, very difficult to transmit.
Bethany's HIV Toolkit explains the context of adopting infected kids. Find a link on missionnetworknews.org and pray for Bethany's work in adoption and child care services worldwide. And there are three words that describe a relationship with Christ. Faith, walk, journey, race. It's a road that not everyone travels simply because God's word hasn't been available. That was once true in the Bayan people in Papua New Guinea, but not anymore. In fact, says Nita Zelenek of New Tribes Mission.
In July, they began teaching Bible truth using the Bible in the language of the BM.
That started with translation and literacy work. Zelenek says the existing scripture was written in a trade language, which is kind of confusing to people.
You don't really understand heart and deeper spiritual truths because those are not things you needed to learn in the trade language.
The anticipation spilled over into enthusiasm for God's word.
They were so excited about learning their own language that when the first group that went through the literacy course graduated, 700 people showed up for the graduation ceremony.
As the Bayan people learn about the life of Christ in coming weeks, they need you to pray.
These next 3 weeks are critical time for the people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are coming to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions. Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 23 miraculous stories of Muslims turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Vision link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.